This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 8th of March. A century from Joe Burns took Queensland past Tasmania's 245 on day two of their Sheffield Shield match at the Gabba. The Bulls did slip to 18 for 3 at one point as Ben Hiltonhouse took 3 wickets in a single over. However, Burns showed a 7 wickets down worth 138 with his captain Jamie Hopes. Hopes departed for 72 late in the day, but Burns remained and was unbeaten on 104, with Queensland on 262 for 9. Leaders Victoria bounced back from a shocking first innings performance and closed on 224 for 4 in their second. From 97 for 4, Cameron White and David Hussey added an unbroken 127 to put them 84 runs ahead at the halfway point in the match. New South Wales had early extended their first innings lead to 140 as Trent Copeland completed his half century. White picked up 3 wickets towards the end and finished with 3 for 4 from 4.3 overs of his leg spin. Western Australia were all out for just 13 runs short of South Australia's 248. Mike Hussey was left stranded on 99 as Redback skipper Johan Botha took 5 for 59. Hussey added a crucial 69 for the last wicket with Michael Hogan, but early completed a 5 wicket haul of his own. Combined Cavaliers and Colleges lead by 10 runs after 2 days against Leeward Islands in West Indies regional 4-day competition. They reached stumps in their second innings on 73 for 2. Leeward Islands had earlier been dismissed for 243 in their first innings. Steve Liebert top scored with 53, while Kevin McLean finished with figures of 3 for 39. Guyana slumped to 195 for 9, replied Trinidad and Tobago's 319. Only Leon Johnson contributed meaningfully to the total, with a doughty 87, as all but two of the other batsmen failed to reach double figures. The middle order were decimated by Sol Narine, who ended the day with 6 for 38. Jamaica prevailed in a farcically low-scoring match against Windward Islands. They themselves posted a mediocre 207 in their first innings, but Windward's could manage only 6 more than that in both of their innings combined. Odie and Brown took 5 for 31 in their first, as they were all out for 130, with Nikita Miller taking 6 in their second, as they were bundled out for just 83. They had been set just 175 to win by Jamaica after they had been bowled out for just 97 in their second innings. Shane Shillingford and Darren Sammy each took 4 wickets.